All right. Hi, everyone. Welcome. It's Christine, and this is the Lactation Training Lab podcast. I am here today with my friend, business mentor, Amy Porterfield. I'm so excited to bring you the knowledge and wisdom that Amy can bring to our field. So, welcome, Amy.
Well, thanks so much for having me. I love how this is such a specific audience that you speak to. You know, that's my favorite thing when you get really
Yes.
specific and zero in. So I'm honored to be here.
Well, thank you for coming. We really can use your wisdom, I think. A lot of us have courses and classes that we've thought of, or we've had ideas, or we have really, really specific audiences that we'd love to make a bigger impact with. And, for instance, one example of that would be there are, I know, people in my audience, there's listeners out there who really want to make an impact on teenage mothers. And there are those who really want to be able to work with mothers who are becoming mothers for the first time in their 30s or 40s. So we all do have our specialties and our little niches out there, but there's a lot that we can learn, I think, from everything that you teach and everything that you've helped me a lot to shift my mindset into making my lactation practice into a business. And I think that's one thing that will be really important for us to get across to everybody today.
I'm excited to dive into it. I love this topic.
Awesome. So you know that we are in our field, we are lactation consultants. And one thing that is true pretty much across the board is that if you're a lactation consultant who does not also hold another healthcare credential, we are a bit underpaid and undervalued. And a lot of us have a private practice alongside of doing work in a hospital or a clinic, and things can feel a bit scattered. And there's a lot of times where we're not really sure what our income is. We're not really quite organized about being able to predict the future. And I know you have some thoughts on how to make that a little bit more clear so that you can really get things together in your career.
Yes, specifically with digital courses, right? Is
Of
that what you're...
course.
Okay, I was like,
Of
we're going there,
course.
right? So I love that you kind of set the scene for me because I think it makes sense. And I think a lot of my students don't feel as though, oh gosh, my some people can't see, but my dog Scout decided he just wants to come and cuddle right now. So, okay, Scout. So a lot of people aren't sure about what kind of money is coming in month from month. And that makes it really hard to enjoy all the hard work that you are putting into it. It's hard to enjoy the rewards when you're a little uncertain as to how you can spend your money. So with a digital course, adding a digital course to what you're already doing does allow you to set up your business to have consistent revenue. And specifically, what I mean by that is if you create one digital course based on your expertise, you have this one asset that you can then launch over and over and over again. Whether you live launch it and you're showing up live, you're doing your thing to promote it online, or you put it on automation where you're pre-recording everything, you're setting things up in advance, and then you're letting it run in the background of your business every day. There are two different models you could do with a digital course, but both of them can be incredibly profitable and allow for consistent revenue so that you can plan ahead. Okay, I'm gonna live launch. I'm gonna do that 3 times a year. I'm gonna do an estimate of how much I can make with each launch, and you'll get better at that each time you launch so you can predict. Or I'm gonna do something like an automated digital course. Every single day, you could be bringing in money into your business. So it's a beautiful way to create consistent revenue, but also allow you a little freedom because, in the line of work, a lot of people who are in are listening right now, there's a lot of one-on-one and there's a lot of opportunity to work with people one-on-one, but also you could reach so many more people beyond that with a digital course.
I totally agree with that. And I think that really matches up with what a lot of us think of our audience as being, our audience as lactation consultants as being this constantly moving target in a way that is different perhaps than other businesses. Even though everybody's audience is a moving target, ours literally is changing every day. More and more people are becoming pregnant who could potentially become our clients. So I think that really matches up in a lot of ways. And I think there's a lot to be said for building that audience all the time. And that's something that I've learned from you as well. So, can you share with everyone how that really works in terms of owning an email list versus using social media to really to get your business out there? What the differences are there, and how, how one might be a smarter investment for the future?
Yes. With social media, and there are many challenges, but the one that really stands out to me when I talk about growing an audience is that you do not own that social media platform. And we all have heard about algorithms changing like that. Not only are they secret and we can't really figure them out, they could change overnight. There's a certain situation where Instagram recently changed, and the Kardashians kind of got on board with this whole thing about make Instagram Instagram again. And what they really wanted is more photos, less videos, and reels. And I don't know if he's CEO or whatever he is, the big shot over at Instagram literally made a video and said, "We hear you, and we'll give you what you want." And all of a sudden, overnight, Reels were getting less attention in the news feed than photos, which hasn't happened forever. And that's an example of the fact that we don't own it. We do not control the algorithm, and it can change overnight. I have a really good girlfriend who made tons of reels for a promotion. None of them are getting seen right now, and she
Oh,
cannot control
wow.
that. So social media is great as a way to connect with your audience, but you cannot bank on that. What you can bank on is an email list. So when you actually get names and emails and you are consistently getting in front of your audience through great, valuable emails, you own that email list. You control it. And at any given time, as you grow your email list, if you need to make money today, you can send out an email with an offer and make money today. I always tell the story that last year, Instagram and Facebook went down. Like they did not exist for a few hours. And it was like, is anyone out there? Is the world still going on? Because it felt so bizarre that you couldn't get on Instagram and Facebook. That day, I made $7,000 because I had sent out an email randomly that morning. It was a coincidence, that promoting a program, a digital course I had had for years, but I was reminding my audience that it's available to them. And one email made $7,000 when social media was absolutely down. And so that's the power of email marketing. You control it, and it converts four times better than any social media post when you do it right. So I can't stress this enough, but the beauty of an email list is you do not need hundreds of thousands of people for it to be profitable. A few hundred quality people could literally make a difference for you. So it's something that you should have started yesterday, but it's okay. Let's get started today. However, it is essential for you to grow a thriving business online.
And it would be so much more essential, I think, with our moving audience, because people are
Yes.
aging out, they're timing out of our services after a while. But when they're seeing emails regularly that are providing them valuable information that they need, then they're remembering your name and they're remembering that you have this business that provides lactation consultation. And even if they don't need it, it's very likely that someone else that they know actually does.
I'm glad you brought this up. Let's talk about that for a moment. I do have people in my audience, especially when it comes to pregnancy, they'll say, "But Amy, now I have some people on my email list that they don't need me anymore. They're beyond that period of breastfeeding, so they don't need me." And the thing is, that is true. Your list might change more regularly, but you're absolutely right. If they get on your email list, now they're hearing from you regularly. When they need you, they will contact you because you are top of mind beyond anyone else. And number two, when they're done, if they stay on your list, they might recommend you to a girlfriend of theirs. But if they don't stay on your list, that's okay because you're constantly adding new people. So for your profession specifically, we're not looking for a huge email list, we're looking for a quality email list.
Absolutely. I've learned so much from you about being able to provide valuable content to people that they need that keeps you top of mind.
Yes.
And I think that's a really big, important piece of it. And then another thing that I've picked up along the way is that people aren't as annoyed by emails. If you get an email you don't want or you don't want to read, it takes half a second to delete it.
Moving on. Yes.
Exactly. So it's
Great
kind of a
point.
Simple thing, but it really can hold people back. I think the thought of being the name at the end of an email that keeps showing up in someone's box It's not as much of an imposition, I think, as it used to be, because most people are used to getting a lot of emails and a lot of things on social media as well. So if you don't like it, you just don't read it. You move on, just scroll on.
Absolutely. Yes. Not a big deal.
So let's get back to that audience question again. You know, the people who listen to this, the people who work in my field, these are compassionate people. These are people with, this built-in nurturing, really great counselors, really creative at helping people find solutions to complex problems, which are both medical and also have to do with their family life, their changing self-identity. So many things about everything in your life changes when you have a new baby. So the people who work in my field are really good at this, and we're really good at figuring out what we are good at, but we're not always good at capitalizing on that. So, can we talk a little bit about how important it is to figure out exactly what your thing is and who you are best at reaching?
Yes. Okay. I love this topic because everybody who's listening right now, I can promise you that you are really good in one specific area, if not more, in your industry. And so let's take, for example, lactation consultants who really have a sweet spot in their heart for teen moms, and they want to reach as many teen moms as they can with their expertise. Well, with that is something that is absolutely needed. And I tell my students, the more specific we can get, the better, because you cut through the noise online and people can find you faster when you are speaking directly to them. And so a lot of people will say, well, wait a second. If, let's say, I created a digital course just for teen moms on lactation, and then you think, well, but Amy, what about everybody else who needs me? Well, the thing is, if they need you and if they like your style, they will find you. But you're going to focus on a very specific group, because when that specific group knows that you are for them, boom, they're yours. But if it's really general and watered down, they're not really sure, and they're going to hunt and peck all over the web. So there's more money to be made and a bigger impact you can make when you figure out your thing, what it is that you are really good at in your area of expertise, and you go all in with that. It's like the floodgates open up to opportunity. You will be so surprised as to the knocks on the door that you're getting. And this might not be your thing, but if you had a digital course for teen moms about lactation, I can promise you, you're going to get calls about, can you come speak on stage? Can you get in my podcast and talk about this? Can you contribute to this article? Because they know what your thing is, and they know that you are their go-to person. It makes a huge difference. Even just me in my own profession, before, I used to just teach Facebook marketing many, many years ago to anybody who wanted to learn. The minute I said I taught Facebook marketing to people with information products, that's when it took me on the put me on the map. Now I just teach people how to create information products, digital courses, because that is what I became known for. It wouldn't have happened though if I didn't put a stake in the ground and said, I'm not for everybody. When you're for everybody, you are for nobody.
Wow, that's big. And I think that's going to hit a lot of people that are listening to this podcast. We are so used to wanting to teach everyone everything about breastfeeding. And, that's our whole mission is, reaching more people and making the environment for breastfeeding better. And to hear someone say it's okay to hone in and to
Yes.
really focus in on one small group. Well, I mean, we say small, but small is relative. So,
Very.
whatever group that you can reach really, really matters.
It really does.
That's really big. So, a lot of us out here have a variety of things. We might have an idea or an outline for a course. We might have the bare bones of one. We might have one we've taught in the past that we know needs to be updated with some new things. Or we might have a course that we taught verbally in person, but we don't have anything built out for, a digital or a virtual course. So, can we talk a little bit about the work of setting that up and, what are some of the easiest ways that people can go about that?
Yes. So when I think about digital courses, I think of them in two phases. You've got the creating the course and making sure that you bring it all together and getting clear on what it is that you want to help people do. What are the results that you want them to have, the transformation you're promising at the end of your course. So getting really clear on that and then building that out from modules and lessons and putting it in a formula that makes sense for you, or a roadmap, I should say. That's one side of this digital course journey. The other side is marketing it, getting it out into the world. And so if someone's listening and they might have an idea, maybe they did a course live a few times and they're like, I think I actually have something that I could start with. That's perfect. What I love is to do a little post-it note party where you put some good music on, you grab a stack of post-it notes and a Sharpie, and you start just brainstorming all the different things that you could teach in this digital course. And if you can pull from something you've done before, wonderful. If you started it, great. If you're starting from scratch, that's great too. But you start to put all your ideas up on, let's say, a wall in your house. From there, the question is, okay, in what order might I teach this? If I was going to teach this in a digital course, what order? What do I want to teach first? And then what do I want to teach next? And you start to get together this roadmap of this goes first, that goes next, and you start to move these post-it notes around. From there, once you kind of have a roadmap, then you could say, okay, if I want to teach this first, what would the lessons look like? How might I teach this? What might a 10-minute video look like? And then the next 10-minute video. Because usually, underneath, let's say, modules are lessons, video lessons or audio lessons, whatever you want to do, or both. But that's how you start to kind of put it together. Because once you do a post-it note party and you kind of start to see it come together, if you really allow yourself to brainstorm this, then you have what I call your first draft of an outline for your digital course. And things start to move pretty quickly once you get that. It's an exciting feeling to know, like, oh, I've got the ideas here and I put them in some kind of order. Now I'm ready to move on to the next phase. So that's for those who kind of have some ideas, maybe played with this idea or done something in the past. Let's do a post-it note party and get those modules and lessons kind of figured out. But from there, what I want to add to that is there's this whole other side of marketing. And a lot of people that are really good in their field will look at me and say, I know nothing about marketing online. Like, that is not what I know. And I work with some of the most intelligent people in the world, and they feel embarrassed, like, but I don't know how to do a webinar. And I look at them and say, why would you? We don't learn this stuff in school, and you're out changing lives in a whole different way. So, what I want anyone who feels like I would never know how to market online, I want to let you know that most of my students, and I have hundreds of thousands of students, most of them have no idea how to market online when they come into my world. It's new for all of them. And so, with that, learning webinars and email marketing and funnels, you've learned everything you've learned in your profession. You can learn something new. And sometimes it could be fun and exciting. So don't expect yourself to know this. Find a guide who's gone before you and learn from them. But don't let it stop you thinking, I would never know what to do. You can figure it out. I promise you.
That is great. I've had so many of those post-it parties myself.
Oh, nice. I love
I
that.
have behind me where I'm standing, I actually have a whiteboard with a post-it party going on. So
So good. It's such a great, cool tool to use that's super easy to do.
it really is. And it does help me to hone in on exactly that roadmap, that path I want to take people on when I teach. So
Yes.
one thing that worked for me was when I was I'm a 2019 DCA alum. So I went through in 2019 and I got started and went through the first few weeks and realized that what I wanted to do was actually not build a course because I had already done that and I didn't really want to teach that at that time. I wanted to build a membership. And so that's what I ended up doing. So
Cool.
I wanted to ask you a little bit about how all of this goes along with one-to-one coaching, consulting, kind of what we do, versus sort of group teaching, and just a little bit about the differences between those two things and how this all works together.
Yes. Okay. So first of all, when you think about one-on-one, the coaching consulting side of it, a lot of my students continue to do their one-on-one coaching consulting as well as have a digital course. So let's start there. There's a few ways you can look at that. So sometimes they create a digital course for everybody who fits into whatever they're teaching, and it's a great way to get into their world. And it's a lot more affordable than their one-on-one coaching and consulting. So they wanted a way to, they were turning people away, people couldn't afford them, all that good stuff, but they had a lot to share. So they put it into a digital course. So now you could either work one-on-one with me or you could go through my digital course. Now, a lot of people were hesitant and they said, wait a second, if I create a digital course, no one's going to want to work one-on-one with me. Absolutely not true. There are specific people like me who, if I'm really serious about a topic, I will absolutely pay the money for a one-on-one coach if I have it. If I'm strapped for cash, let's say, like my early days of business, I would choose the digital course. I would do whatever I could do if I really wanted to learn this topic. There's people who are going to go for the course, people who are going to go for the coaching. So they can go together side by side, absolutely. And then in addition to that, whether it be a course or a membership can work the same way where people have this opportunity to be in this membership with you. They get new content every single month. You're on this journey with them, but they also might want to do some one-on-one coaching. They could absolutely do both. So there's a way that they could live on their own. There's a way that you can merge them together, but digital courses and memberships and one-on-one consulting absolutely can coexist together or individually. So I don't do any one-on-one coaching. I don't enjoy it. It's not something that I'm good at. So I really love to teach in a course to the masses. So I only have digital courses and one membership. And you can only get into my membership if you go through my signature course called Digital Course Academy. At the end, I'll invite you into my membership to continue the journey with me. So there's so many different ways you can configure this.
Wow. No, that's really helpful because, you know, I think there's probably a lot of people who they have, like I said, they have their hospital or clinic job. They want to teach a digital course outside and they're not sure if they really want to, quote unquote, ditch the 9-to-5. They're not necessarily ready to ditch that steady income, but they do want to do a digital course or coaching or membership or consulting, something like that. So do you think that there's... I have a feeling that people are going to be a little bit concerned about the time commitment of setting up a digital course and, you know, being able to fit this in when they already have a job that is usually it's going to be a part-time. It's going to be a couple of days a week. Some people are going to be working 3 12-hour shifts a week. Others might work 5 days, 8 hours a day. So how does this fit into somebody's life? And, you know, what does it look like in terms of time spent in the beginning setting things up versus how much time it takes as you move forward in the process?
Oh, I love this question. So the first thing, and I'll break it down for you, absolutely. But the first thing you want to do is let's say you are looking to bring in more revenue in your business and you're looking for an opportunity that you could create something and that it could hopefully run in the background of your business and doesn't take a lot of focus and time from you once it's created, which could be a digital course. But you have to get clear on your why first. And so I want to go for the mindset first, and then I'm going to get really tactical. So you have to get clear on why you want it, because it will take time and energy and focus. And it's an asset that you're creating one time, but you're going to benefit in terms of revenue over and over and over again. So it's worth your time and energy, but you got to get clear on your why. So example, for me, I used to work a corporate job for many, many years, and I realized I am literally building somebody else's dream on somebody else's time, and I no longer even get to see my family. I'm working my life away. So I wanted more freedom, more time freedom, creativity freedom, financial freedom, location freedom. I wanted it all. So when I got really clear that that is what I wanted, when I went out on my own to start creating my own digital courses, when it got really tough, when my first digital course launch was a complete failure and I cried for a week, I remembered, but I really want that freedom. So I'm going to pick myself up. I'm going to do the work and I'm going to get back out there. So understanding what you want for your life, for your family's life, for your lifestyle in general is very, very important. What is your why? So once that is figured out, then we can look at, okay, what is the time commitment here? What kind of energy and effort do you need to put into this? What I tell my students is, well, first of all, learn from someone who's gone before you, whether it be me or somebody else. One thing I learned from, I worked for Tony Robbins for many, many years, is that if you want to get the fast track to success, Don't try to figure it out yourself. Invest in somebody who's gone before you and will show you, is willing to show you every step of the way. That is how I've been able to build my business so quickly and so lucratively. I never ever try to do it myself. So invest in a digital course or invest in a coach that will teach you how to do this. That I'm very, very big on, so you'll get there faster. But once someone is willing to give you that roadmap, what it looks like is you dedicating a few hours a week, whether it be 3 hours, 5 hours, 8 hours if you have it. Most people don't have that much time, but you have to book it into your calendar and say, I want something more in my life and in my business. I've got to have this time to do so. So it's a discipline of booking the time in your calendar and showing up for yourself when you say you will. And for most of my students, it's 3 to 5 hours a week that they'll watch the videos and they'll learn from me, and then they'll start to implement. And in 90 days or sometimes 6 months, depending on how busy someone's life is, they've got their course up and running and ready to launch. Now, the great thing is, never, ever, ever has one of my students who has launched a course and made 4 figures, 5 figures, 6 figures, never have they ever said, oh, I just made $10,000, but geez, took way too long. It's never part of the conversation. Because if you can make $10,000, and I've seen it happen over and over and over again, you can make $100,000. You've just cracked the code on how to make money online with a digital course. We can improve what you've done and make even more. So it's always like, okay, here we go, game on, once you start getting it out there. So it's just a matter of discipline like anything else, but understanding why you're doing it will help you show up for those times you said you would.
And would you say that the marketing arm of it, especially if you have set up a course that you can use over and over, is that going to take as much time as time goes on? Or are you able to automate a lot of things using technology?
Absolutely automation. Like I teach how to live launch a digital course, but I also teach how to put it on automation evergreen, which most people eventually go to. And there are so many amazing tools today that will allow you to dial this in so you're not thinking about it every single day, every single minute. And you're right, once you launch it once, whether you do it live or automation, now you do not ever have to start from scratch again. My webinars every single year are very similar. I launch Digital Course Academy only once a year. So the webinars I do, very similar. The emails I write, very similar year after year. I tweak and make it better, or because we're going into a recession, I might have more of a topic or conversation around the current times, but I am never starting from scratch. And that's the secret to a successful business, is not always reinventing the wheel. So with your marketing, you create it once, and now we're tweaking. We're never starting from scratch again.
So you're going back and reusing, say, posts and ads and things like that that you've created in the past.
Absolutely. And I'm not the only one that does this. My students do this every single day, but some really big marketers in my industry, I have absolutely seen them reuse marketing materials year after year. Because remember, your audience is always growing. And the people who saw it once, I'm gonna guarantee, will never remember. They're not paying that close attention. I wish they were, but they're not. So it's never been an issue.
That's wonderful because that feels a lot more doable. I think that's going to feel like something that people can accomplish. The
Absolutely.
one thing I think that hangs over a lot of people in my industry is the tech part of it. And, I think the tech can be very overwhelming. So, what would you say to somebody who is a little bit intimidated by the idea of setting up an email list or automating their social media posts or anything like that?
So what I'd say is, one, give yourself grace. Again, no one learned this in school. It is foreign to all of us when we get started. I remember my early days trying to put together a website. Luckily, it's way easier today than it was when I started. But I was like trying to figure out code, thinking, I am not cut out for this. This is not my area of expertise. 13 years in, and I will still say, I am not a techie girl at all. However, I really, really wanted this business. I wanted, again, coming back to my why, I wanted that freedom. I wanted to be my own boss. I wanted to make as much money as possible while making a big impact. So I thought, all right, I'm going to slow down, give myself some grace. I'm just going to figure this out. And there are so many ways to figure it out, from tutorials on YouTube to customer support within the tool. And I recommend all the tools that have the best customer support and are the cheapest to get started with. And I really pay attention to who I recommend because I know my students are going to get stuck. I know they're going to need some virtual handholding, but I promise you, you will absolutely be able to figure out the technology if you allow yourself to be a beginner and just say, okay, I'm going to figure this out as I go.
I will add this. Take advantage of any people in your life who can help you too, whether
Yes.
that's your own children. My children have been so instrumental in helping me figure things out that
Oh,
have to do with technology. And I know a lot of people have partners who are amazing with technology, and there's lots of resources in your life, it's very likely, who can help you. Lots of people out there.
absolutely. That reminds me, but I won't be asking my husband because, real quick, Hobie is my husband and he is terrible at technology. And I remember years ago, I taught him how to do a voice text on his iPhone so people hear your voice, but he didn't understand it. So he was recording a voice text and he'd say, hello, period. This is Hobie, period. And I'm like, they can hear you saying period. So, like, I will never be able to ask my husband, but you're right. My son, now he could just like whip everything into shape with technology. So those kids blow my mind.
I have the same situation. My husband would not be able to answer those kinds of questions, but he does plenty of other things wonderfully.
Exactly. I hear you. So
So
true.
before I let you go, I really would like to wrap this up in one small piece of what you would say to a lactation consultant out there who's listening, who is still feeling a little bit nervous about this idea, but is also feeling excited and a little bit exhilarated about this concept of being able to set up and put out into the world a digital course where they can reach the people that they really want to reach.
Okay, I love this question because what comes to mind for me is that you know your stuff. Whoever is listening right now and you can hear my voice, you are an expert in your field and you probably know even a more specialized area in your field that people need and want. And this is a very important topic. We're not just talking about a hobby here. We're talking about something that is desperately needed by many, many women. And so with that, if you don't do it, somebody else will. Somebody else that feels that they're worthy and their idea is good and they're going to give it a shot, no matter if it works or not, they're going to give it a shot because they want a different kind of life. They want a different kind of business. And why can't that be you? Because at the end of the day, you know your stuff. And there are many times where you didn't know what field you're in now, you didn't know anything about it, and you learned all of this stuff that you know now. That can be the same for creating a course and launching it. And you deserve to put your stuff out there because I can promise you, the other person who's like, you know what, this is a good idea, I'm gonna create a course, when you see it, you're gonna think I could have done it better. So why not just do it now? Because you deserve to have that in your life. It's sometimes people don't create a digital course because they think they're not worthy, they don't know enough, they're not ready. These are all just excuses because we're afraid. Let's just do it afraid because it can absolutely change your life.
Oh my gosh, that's so good.
All right.
I have loved this. Thank you so much for sharing your wisdom with us.
Thank you so much. This has been fun. And again, I love the work that you do and all those that are listening, what they do. And I remember when my sister worked with a consultant and how much it changed her life. And so I have a sweet spot for all of you listening. So thank you so very, very much.
Oh, well, we appreciate you and we appreciate that love. So thank you so much, Amy. And thank you, everybody, for listening.